Hello, I'm Joel Arce. I'm a master's student at Texas A&M University, and I'm presenting the evaluation of a mechanical cottonseed deliner for breeders. So it is important that, you know, we have another alternative to acid delining. So one of the main problems that we had was speed, which I'm addressing that in the cantilever configuration, the removal of bacterial blight, and seed carryover, and any additional comments that I have while working with the machine. So in the cantilever configuration, I was given four different brushes, pairs of brushes from the USDA, and the brushes I'm referring to are these. There were two different designs, but three different brushes. There was a wound wire brush with a wire diameter of 12 thousandths of an inch, 8 thousandths of an inch, and 17 thousandths of an inch, and one that was stacked, which is a different design. I tested each combination to see if we could improve the time that it takes to deliver the seed, and I found that it reduced the time from about 6 minutes to about 4.5. The reps were created by running samples and then cleaning the drum after every four samples. The next issue would be seed carryover from sample to sample. Per the USDA, I was given two ideas of treatments. One would be a packed drum, which would be this one on top, and that was just I packed all the little voids in between the brushes with just cotton lint. And then the bottom one was after I ran the machine, and it was using two different fireproofings to control, so it would penetrate into those little voids. And one ochre leaf sample was delineated, and then four normal leaf samples, as the ochre leaf was a visual identifier in the field. And these were planted in middle of May, and the ochre leaf count was taken during the end of June. Okay. And then the next issue would be the removal of bacterial blight, which acid primarily does. And so what we had found is we had tagged and harvested cottonseed that had been identified with bacterial blight, and then samples were acid delinted and then one mechanically delinted to compare. Then those seeds were plated on petri dishes to grow the bacteria so that we could inoculate plants later with one successful variety and one resistant variety. Okay. So other things I found out, that it was very easy to train people to use it. I think about an hour was fairly good time for them to get familiar and comfortable with the machine. We decided to run some of our material through it to see how it could be used practically, and we did that by delaying two F2 nurseries, and we got past the seed carryover issue by running families together. So there was, it didn't matter, you know, seed was carried over from sample to sample. And in this case, there was no instances of seed-borne disease to worry about. The nurseries were about 400 samples total, and it took us approximately 10 days to delint that. And also the linters, the red is removed. Georgia Pacific came by and were interested in it as a possible use for plastics. And there's the full deliner, and if you want to know more about the deliner and how it can be used in a breeding program, you can visit my poster at 86.